and welcome to the Love Meesh Podcast. I'm your host, Meesh, and it's a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. I've been podcasting for about 3 years now, so happy third birthday to me. I'm super excited to continue growing and sharing my journey with you. So welcome to my world. Welcome to part two of Inikyo Podcast. And now I can get into the actual message. So first things first, if you look into the in the description, I have a link to all the artists that were on episode one. So if you want to go listen to the full thing, full out, these are all the links. Now, for whatever reason, when I copy and paste a link, I have to put a space in the front and in the back of the link for the hyperlink to be clickable. And that's a lot to be doing front and back. So I didn't. Surprisingly, only the last one is clickable, and that's the copycat. I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. If you are wondering who the heck is this Inikyo girl, if you saw the BET Awards, and I didn't even look at it this year, but when things are a big deal, they will land on your social media, including the news. So that's how I end up finding a lot of things that I normally don't tune into. But Taraj did an entrance to Inikyo's song, which is King's Affirmation. And let me just give you the backstory. Inikyo is an amazing angelic siren singer. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her in a moment, but let me just stick to Taraj. So someone in YouTube or internet, in the internet of things, internet land, you can redo people's stuff, right? In the college world, I could quote people all day long, but I have to put quotation marks to give credit where credit is due. And at the end of my paper, I have to have a reference or bibliography page where people can go to the actual source, right? You always give credit where credit is due. He did the full cover and didn't mention her name at all, right? So a lot of people were getting so upset about it. Taraj even entered in and, you know, spread her name around. Now, she had came up on my timeline before, but had not this guy plagiarized her song, I wouldn't have bumped back into her and went through her, because she wasn't on iTunes then. Now all her stuff is on iTunes. Like, the message that I want to say is, I want to say thank you to that guy for doing the cover and not mentioning her. This could have been an inside job. We don't know. He could have did that publicly to stir up things. We know how the music industry could be. You have to have, they say any publicity is good publicity, even if it's bad, right? So who knows if he's on the team and that was his job to do it. He did an amazing job on the cover. If you just look at him, he did a great job. What people were mad about is he didn't give credit to her. However, what I want to say is, let's take a step back. Because of what he did, it flooded all social media. It came across my timeline again. I was able to see that the girl is on iTunes now. She even is on the BET Awards. So just like in the Christian world, when they say, what the devil meant for your bad, God will turn around for your good. Let's stop always demonizing things. Because he skyrocketed her. What could have took years for her to get to stardom, she's there now. All because of what? Of him. So he played his part and it ended up helping her. So I don't want to focus on the fact that he, you know, didn't give her credit. They do this all the time. Every single invention that you can think of was an African American. We did not have the money to get this stuff. Copyright, trademark, you know, all the good things. Patent. And so, of course, the people with money, they name went on this stuff. So this isn't new. Let's not pretend like this is brand new. I just saw on my timeline, on my YouTube again, that a black man made a lot of TV shows like Sanford and Son and stuff like that. But someone else got credit. And what the person was saying, he was like, now, I know a white man didn't make these shows because you have to you have to know that world to make a show about that world. And what he was saying is, this was Papa Duck. What he was saying is, I can't make a Jewish TV show because I don't know nothing about that world. And he's so right. How could I make a TV show about being something that I'm not? I don't have to do research. I have to interview, you know, I have to do a day in the life of, just before I even sit down and write the script. Like, let's be honest. So they do this all the time. So that's not new. So thanks to him, look at all of the good. I'm just going to focus on all of the good things. The girl is on iTunes now. I'm pretty sure she going to be touring and stuff. Like, I'm just so happy for her. So if you heard that song on BET Awards, that's who it was, by Anikio. And you heard all of the other renditions on episode one. What you didn't get to see is people was dancing to it. You know, the musicians was playing, the singers was singing, the rappers was rapping. And I just thought it was amazing. Now, what I heard, oh, wait, let me make sure. So for the girl that was dancing, somebody said, I want to read the comments. She was like, you're infusing your beautiful art with this song. Artist, beautiful art, and it's just amazing. On Anikio's page, someone said, this song is so beautiful and fills me with raw energy. I feel like I became one with the song. To create a song so powerful, it is amazing. YouTube, I don't know if you guys know it or not, but YouTube will give credit to the person that is due now. So if I upload this to YouTube, Anikio plays, a song plays, I won't get paid for that. They'll send it to her. And I'm not even paid anyway. I do this from my heart. But all the income will go to her. So if you saw just a little bit that I posted, the people dancing, the people singing, da, 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 she is getting paid for all of that. So this guy thought he was just going to take her song and run with it, and she's getting fucking paid. So y'all, just let people do what they do, because what's going to come to you? Your good seeds are going to come back to you. So don't even worry about it. Let me just talk about this for a moment. On the first episode, you guys heard, let me see. Oh, come on. You guys heard J-Ream Ascension. He did her song in 432 Hertz. And he actually does a lot of songs in there. So I'm just going to be on his page from now on, since he does the Hertz. And what he said, the music revolution is now. And I'm going to talk about that a little in just a moment, because I agree with him. Dream Ascension with the nine soul frequency applied into the modern day music will help to create a mindscape and higher consciousness to balance the divine and masculine feminine energies and to activate the god or goddesses within you. Now, remind you, the name of her song is called God's Affirmation. I just read God's. This is how we get my messages. The great scientist Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Everything is energy. Everything is frequency. Everything is vibration. Music can make our world go round, and it can benefit us in a positive or negative way. They're the polarities. If we can look at 432 Hertz, this is what instruments used to be tuned to going thousands and thousands of years. In 1939, the British Standard Institute held an international conference, and they altered it from 432 Hertz to a 444 Hertz, which is not in alignment with the universe, because 432 Hertz is the universal frequency. Earth's frequency, SR, is 7.83 Hertz. If we go to the 256, which is a C, that's in alignment to the 432 Hertz, which corresponds to the Schumann's resonance of 8 Hertz. So although we may not be well educated in this, let me tell you how I know it to be true. I grew up with both my mom and dad, and my mom, you know, moms can say things when they just look at you. That's a whole message. They could be like, get over here, I'm not playing with you. You know, that mama voice. And they can also soothe you. Is everything okay? Something's wrong? Come here, talk to me. We hear the words, but what is behind those words is volume, high pitch, low pitch, and also intention and energy. Strong, soft, loving, kind, strict, not playing, worried. You know what I mean? My dad, he would say something. He can be nurturing. You know, are you okay? Everything okay? He could have his, you know, papa voice where he's not playing, like, come here, and you know he means business. And then he can have his joyful, you know, voice. And although you hear those words, what you're really picking up on behind that is the volume. Is it high pitch, low pitch, and the energy? Is it strong, soft, you know, all of that? That's just in everyday life. However, this goes into all things. Whether we know it or not, the phone is buzzing in our... When we used to get on internet a long time ago, when it was wired, and you would get on AOL and be like, AOL. They silenced that so that we couldn't hear it, but it's still going on. So your body is hearing the TV, the microwave, the internet, all this stuff. And that's what's giving us anxiety and inflammation. But nobody wants to talk about that. So when people go on vacation and they go sit by the beach or they go way in the woods, what they're really doing is getting away from all of that, and they don't even know it. So you mean to tell me you left internet, TV, and all this for silence? What does that mean? Silence is golden, right? But anyway, so yeah, frequency is important. It also, oh my God, your food has frequency. Colors have frequency. Energy has frequency. Just because we cannot see this stuff, like visually, like somebody waving their hand, hi, you can feel it. And that's why I'm so happy to be an empath. You feel this. I even want to go so far to say you could feel when somebody's lying, okay? I literally walked in the house the other day. I got my books, and I was like, Mom, you okay? You tired? I hadn't been here. I couldn't tell you nothing that was going on. But I knew, my body knew, and then she proceeded to tell. She was like, no, I'm not tired, and then she told me. I picked up on all of that by just walking in the room. She didn't say not a word. So yeah, it's deep. There's a science to this thing. So let me keep going. You are an electromagnetic being emitting a frequency. Only those things that are on the same frequency as the one you are emitting can come into your experience. Every single person, event, and circumstance is in your day is telling you what frequency you're on. Someone went so far as to say, because y'all know I like to read, if you are in a bad mood or negative or angry, you're more susceptible to getting into a car accident. Now what? Because what we just read, you bring that negativity in your life. So if you're happy, joy, good things most likely happen. Bad things usually don't just interrupt all that positive energy. You have to let it in. And even if it does, let's say you're having a great, great day, you get a really bad phone call. Ain't no telling what that phone call is, but let's just say it's really, really bad. You have a choice at that time to block that energy, you know, not deny it because it is what it is. If it's sad or whatever, you need to feel those feels, but you can allow it to overcome your day, or you can reject it and return to sender and not let it change your day. So, for example, when I was saying I was at the bookstore, and I was like, man, I don't have a lot of, you know, Reiki, healing, yoga. It wasn't, I ain't see no section for that at all. But the Christian section was mad long. And I was about to go into that mode, like, oh my God. But I said, no, girl, you got 3 bags of books for $15. Thank you. Like, I had to stay in that mode. And me and my sister was talking about that for every negative, try to make it positive. So if, you know, 3 negative things happen, shit, give it 6 good things or 100 or however far you can go. Like, we are alchemists. Like, it's, you know, we're in training to be gods. It's time for us to, you know, work on these skills. And they're going to, you know, it's no way around them. It's going to come through TV, through text, through people, whatever. You're going to have to get your lessons. So why not master them instead of repeating them? Okay, so I'm going to let you guys listen to Ralph. He mentioned that there are 9 chosen ones. The first one is the oracle or the seer. The second one is the free spirit. The third is the truth teller. The fourth is the inspiring infiltrator. The fifth is the confused chosen one. The sixth is the hermit. The seventh is the warrior, queen, or king. The eighth is the healer. And the 9 is the elder. Now, I want to say, Ralph said, I'm a mix of the free spirit. Or no, this is someone else. Because When you do YouTube now, people go through and they do timestamps. So this person said, I'm a mix of the free spirit and a truth teller. I honestly feel, in my hearts of hearts, we go through each one. We all are chosen and we go through each one. In a future podcast, I'm going to do the archetypes. And I feel like we cycle back through so many lives so that we can experience each one. That's going to tie in with the Sims, because with the Sims, you get to choose what type of life you want to be too, and you have different motives. Like, I could choose to be a professional robber, and they give me tasks like go rob 3 houses, and I get money or whatever promotions for that. I could choose to be a romancer, you know, and they may say get 3 girlfriends. I may choose to be a scholar, and it may say, you know, write 3 research paper. I may choose to be have a big family. They may say have 10 kids, you know. So I feel like in this life, you do cycle through all of them, because how else are you going to be a god unless you experience all? Like, hello, there's no way you could be a god and learn one thing. Like, let's say you're a chef. You learn all the chef things. Great. You don't have to be good at anything else, but you're perfect at a chef. That's not like a god. A god is well-versed in all. So I do feel like we cycle back and we do them all. So when this person said, I feel like I'm 2, I feel like we may remember, maybe in this lifetime, we can remember going through 1 or 2. But if you could really go back to all, I feel like we go through all of them. I'm going to let you hear Ralph for a moment, and then I'm going to come back and tell you which one I think Anikio is.
Well, let's go on to the fourth deep divers. Type of chosen one explained and their mission. Which one are you? Are you this one, deep divers? Now, this chosen one is what I call the inspiring infiltrator. The inspiring infiltrator. Now, this is a being who is a very inspiring being naturally. They inspire people. Their mission is to inspire. And they are a powerful co-creator, and they hold the light in their hands to bring it back to the mainstream. And oftentimes,
we're talking serious income, and the way that they do that,
don't need a real estate license,
don't need a license,
don't need credit.
This type of chosen one is a very beautiful woman or very handsome man. Oh, deep divers, you're so kind. Yes, okay. This type of chosen one, their mission is to bring their message of truth to the mainstream. And they often use their beauty to do it. And oftentimes it's someone that you would least suspect is awake and aware, but they really are, right? They're really diving deep. And they're aware that we are multidimensional beings having a human experience. They're aware that we're living in the Maya, the illusion, and they're here to wake you up, but they have to do it in a very subtle way. So they are the inspiring infiltrator. Sometimes they are artists who are very awake, and they're like, you know what? I can't just tell people, wake up. I got to put it in a song. You know, we got to do like how grandma did. We got to put the goodness in the whole stew, mix it around, the vitamins and minerals, right? We can't just give it to you like that. We got to do it in a very subtle way. Sometimes these are influencers, entertainers, and they're giving you that message to wake up, but they're doing it in a very subtle way. And their message is being heard by millions of people, right? Now, let's talk about the fifth type of chosen one explained and their mission. Which one are you, deep divers? Now, this is what I call the confused chosen one. Like, they can't make up their mind.
Okay, so I think Anikio is the inspiring infiltrator. She could be several of them. Oracle, free spirit, truth teller, warrior, healer. She really could be. Reason why inspiring infiltrator sticks out to me. There could be someone right now that feeds the homeless every single day. If they were popular, they might be given, you know, some type of presidential award. But because they're local, no one knows, right? That's how our gifts are. Some of us, there's a singer out there that's better than Beyonce. And maybe they aren't discovered. Maybe it's not their time. Maybe they only allow so many people into those celebrity gates and keep the others at bay. I really feel like that's how that goes too. Don't ask me where that came from. I just feel. That's why you hear me say that a lot. I just feel. But that doesn't mean that she can't sing and that she can't sing better than Beyonce. You know, that gate isn't open. Maybe Beyonce had to tie, you know, whatever. Or maybe Beyonce was the one that was supposed to bring in millions and maybe she was only supposed to bring in one. I feel like she's an inspiring infiltrator because she has been placed on that platform to inspire so many. My god sister, my sister-in-law has an angelic voice just like Aniko. I tell her all the time that she needs to be on YouTube. But she just sings for my brother and her family. She can get on YouTube and do that too, and maybe in the future. But I just feel like we all have different paths, and all paths don't lead to the big stage. Let me see. We have Aniko. Okay. So I feel like, let me tell you about Aniko. I have some other people I want to talk about too. When I heard Aniko's song, everything in me, I just felt like all my whole nervous system, I felt it. All the nerves from my toes to my hair, to my hair strands, to the hairs on my arm. It was like an electric pulse. So hard to explain. All my empaths, HSPs, y'all know what I mean. And she isn't the only one that I heard that from. I've heard that from several artists, and I'm going to go over some. It's so bad I can look at a movie and cry. I can listen to a song and cry. Like, I feel. I really do. I was thinking, or it came to me, that Earth has evolved through the chakras. At one point in time, we were a root chakra civilization. We were all about just being here, just existing. And then we moved up to the sacral, where we were multiplying and creating and building civilizations. And then we moved up to solar, where it became sacred. I think that's when we, you know, started worshiping the gods and all this stuff. And then we became heart. I feel like that's when it was love. And I feel like each civilization went through the chakras, and I feel like you just start all over, like the golden age, the bronze age, that other. I feel like they all go up and then and start back over. It's just like cycles. That's just kind of how life is. You're always going to be repeating because it never ends. So I feel like the 70s and 80s, you know, all heart, you know, hippie love kumbaya. And then I think of right now, I feel like we're in the throat chakra era. There's more podcasts out than ever before. We're having conversations that we never had before. I just listened to, what's her name? Okay, so now I'm gonna have to find her name so you can go listen to it. What was that? I just listened to Trinity. She did a podcast with her mom. It was talking about sex, and Trinity, you know, like, girl, she's a girl, she likes girls. I don't know what they call it these days. Bi, gay, I don't know. You can't be saying the wrong thing these days. Lesbian, or, you know, LGBTQ. She's in the LGBTQT, whatever, community. Because they add so many, I don't know if anything else has been added. And so she was asking her mom about sex, and she was talking about penetration. She was like, okay, but, you know, what about the other community? Because it doesn't have to be penetration. And her mom was just so uncomfortable trying to sit there and ask them questions. And I bet if I tried to do that on my mom today too, she would feel uncomfortable. So that was the generation that, you know, just didn't talk about things. But we are so free-spirited, baby. We will talk. What do you want to talk about? Like, we're ready for it. So one, I see podcasts are making a debut. People are talking about things that they usually don't talk about. these songs that are coming out, you know, they are insane. I really feel like we're in the throat chakra area. So all of the energy is being passed through via communications. That could be TV show, that could be music, that could be podcast. It's just like a verbal energy. I don't want to say verbal, just verbal, because you could write a book and that's verbal too. Because when you read a book, you hear that voice in your head. Or someone can do the audio version, or someone can, you know, recite it or whatever, whatever. A lot of music, now that I think of it, is really poetry mixed with sound, mixed with instruments, mixed with electronics, mixed with those people's energy. So it is a written form, but communication is communication, and that's really what the third chakra is. And guess what time it is? What? I've been getting numbers like crazy, y'all. When I do something and I see a number, to me, that's spirit saying, great, you're on the right path. Now that I think about it, when I was doing what I wanted to do, I didn't see no numbers. So that meant, baby, I was not doing it. I was supposed to do it. I was not getting confirmation. Oh, my God. This shit is so funny. 111. I write them down. Okay, so I feel like when I was listening to Anikio's song, and her lives are so much better. The one I played, that's fine. But go look at her live. She'll do a whole concert, like 1 hour, 2 hours. So she's trying to collect some songs to do her album. And I cannot, like, I literally will go to her concert, COVID or not, I will be there. Because it's not just music, she's healing. What I wanted to say was, when she sings, some people call her a siren. Siren, mermaids, one is the siren supposed to be the negative entity. The mermaid is supposed to be more positive. There's always going to be polarity. But the point is, they're known for singing. They sing so angelically that they lure the men into the depths of the sea and end up killing them. I feel like, yeah, that could be a evil version. I think the positive version could be a siren sings so well, it's healing. And I feel like the best artists have that voice. I think of Whitney Houston, you know. I think of, you know, Amy Winehouse and so many greats, because I'm going to go over some of them. They don't just sing, because we all can sing, believe it or not. But some people, when they sing, there's a power, there's an energy, there's more that goes through that voice that you feel. That's what we say, they can sing, because we feel more, you know. Their particular spiritual gift comes through their throat chakra. Throat chakra is communication, but there's different ways to communicate. Mine's happened to be my pen. Babe, I'll be wanting to sing so bad, but I know, you know, it's not like the average singer, but I still do it. So writing is my writing and talking. That's my thing. But when she was singing, I could just feel it in my heart, my soul. I would cry. And it's not just her. There's a lot of artists that are like that. And I feel like she's raising the vibration of the earth. And I call these people like angels. Her mission was to raise the vibration. And when I was learning about the energy cycles, it goes from like 25 being low vibration up to like 1,000. And they were saying like Jesus was 1,000, which is why they had to get rid of him. Because the higher your vibration goes, you're holding space for that many people. So let's say the highest vibration was 1,000 and that was Jesus. He was holding up the whole world. You knock him down, you know, it's every man for themselves. So let's say you're at a 500. You may only hold space for 1 million people. Okay, well, there's 7 billion people on Earth, so what about those other people? I think those people with that special gift, they end up being attacked and murdered. I hate to say it. Because their gift is so special, and they're reaching so many people, and they're waking people up. Of course, this is a battle of good and evil, which, on a higher level, you may say, my dark energy has a purpose and my light energy has a purpose. Just like that man not giving her credit, it just blew her up so well. So he did his part and she did her part, and they both, you know, it might have balanced out. Who are we to say? But I do feel like the more people that are holding space for people, they're giving them a chance to grow, develop, and wake up. Let's just say you have a garden and you have one full grown apple tree that's feeding the family while you got your other seeds growing. If that apple tree wasn't there, y'all would be starving waiting for all of them to grow, right? I like to just revert back to nature and gardening. Like, you know, that's what has helped me on my journey, like garden. But Anikio has a gift, you know. In her live, she was saying, they're talking to me. Oh my gosh, they want to say more. Let me stop now or they'll keep talking to me. Okay, so number one, we know she has a gift. They talking to her. I've heard that before. I know someone with that gift. I grew up hearing it, so it's not new to me. It doesn't freak me out. I have an inner voice now, and it's like, okay, so I can relate. Also in her video, sometimes when she's not singing, she's just giving off vibrations. It reminds me of Shrek. Remember, she was like, and then the bird blew up. It also reminds me of Little Mermaid, how she just had such this angelic voice and the octopus stole it. It also reminds me of when I was in church and they would do praise and worship, because there's different styles of music in the different churches that you go through. In the Church Hill community, their worship music to me is phenomenal. It reminds me of Anikio. It just takes you to outer space. In the church community, you're going to have your drums, your tambourines, and your stomping, and your, which is good too because you're getting that static energy out of you. But it's that praise and worship that brings down that Shekinah, that energy that, you know. So I feel like the music industry is changing because now it's not just party music anymore. She's actually healing people. Like, you should just go on her page and just read all the comments. What else her gift has done is it spread through all genres. Her one song, and she has more than one song, but her one song got people dancing. I felt the energy looking at people dancing too. Her one song got people rapping. Her one song got people singing it and making it their own. Her one song got people remixing. Like, she is just sending out energy. You see how it just spreads? So she's waking people up that are asleep. She's healing people that can hear, and she's also sparking matches all over. So it could have been, let's say she reached 6 million people. Out of those 6 million people, maybe a million of those have that energy as hers too. And when they create stuff, they're going to reach more people. And you see that wave? So when I hear her sing, it reminds me of us, like, let's say how they say the earth started with a big collide and then everything just went out. That was the energy she gave with that one song. She sung and the energy just is just going out. And it's just reaching so many people. So let me see. When I heard her song, I also thought the first thing that came to mind was Michael Jackson and his Earth song.
Sunrise, what about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing feels? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we've shed before? Did you ever stop this notice, this crying earth, this weeping storm? We've done. what we've done? What about all the peace that you pledged your only son? What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth as we make sure?
Give you chills and make you cry. I don't know what to say. I don't know. I really don't know what to say to that. But when I heard that song a long time ago as a little girl, Michael Jackson was one too. Okay, he was a siren, you know, for his time as well. And you see, you know, they got rid of him. He, although he was singing random things, he put love and frequency in them. And even in that song when he's saying, ah, that lets me know that it's not even the words, y'all. It's the harmonies that we give to those words that have life. Because when somebody really sang, they ain't just saying a girl went down the street. It's, and the girl, you know, it's just like so much more to it. They are giving you those notes and those harmonies, which is what sound, which is what music, which is what healing, which is what frequency. Another song that came to mind, that was Dat Piff. Am I saying it right? I need to make sure I'm saying it right, because, baby, I'll mess all these people's stuff up. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Interstellar. Daft Punk Discovery album. I got a link below. You can look at a whole cartoon. When I saw that cartoon with my ex and his friend, I literally cried. So the story was about, and the music was immaculate all the way through. It was no words. It was a cartoon, and you just listen to the music. What happened is these aliens was having a concert on their planet, and then another species came and listened to it, and they fell in love with it. So they kidnapped them and brought them to Earth, which, with everything I'm learning, they're telling us the truth. They have broken past that ice wall. They have went to other continents and stole people. I'm pretty sure at this point, all the different species is just trading, a big ass slave trade at this point. Because it was a movie with Rihanna in it, and she could shape shift and dance. And it was so many species in that movie. And I'm like, dang, they telling us right here. And we just thinking it's a damn movie. There's no way you can think of them creatures and how they look and stuff. Like, you got to have some type of example to go by. But anyways, once they got to Earth, they put skins on them and made them look like a human. Hello, they showing us that reptilian clones or other species do exist. And they look just like us. They made them sing and collect money and stuff, and all those records was collecting energy and souls for this evil being. And it was just like, what the like, where does this concept even come from? And that just showed me that music was so powerful. You know, it's energy. Like, you can have all the money in the world, but without energy, it's pointless. Like, with me reading this book, Quantum Healing, that person was on their deathbed, found out they had a cancer somewhere in their body, and they had a month to live. Now, with all that money, you still got a month to live. It's things like quantum healing and love and energy and frequency that is more valuable than any money in the world. You could even start a business and quantum heal people, and boom, there go your money. So it's like they got us focused on the wrong thing. But anyways, Dat Piff made me cry. I love every single song on there. Celebrate was my favorite, and I have a clip over here.
for dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, alright, don't stop for dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, alright, don't stop for dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, one more time. Celebration tonight. Celebrate. Don't wait too late. No, we don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate. One more time. One more time. One more time, a celebration. You know we're gonna do it right tonight. Hey, just feel it. Music's got me feeling the need. Need, yeah. Come on, alright. We're gonna celebrate one more time. Celebrate and dance so free. Music's got me feeling so free. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and one more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free.
So yeah, Dat Piff was amazing. I read some of the comments. Someone said Daft Punk. I keep talking about Piff. That's where I used to get bootleg song. When Nicki Minaj first came out, I was on Dat Piff downloading stuff. And then I don't know. I just stopped listening to her. But I love the bar. I think I know what it was. She was Barbie and then she got all those other personalities. And I just wanted the Barbie. So Daft Punk will never truly be gone with this entire archive of emotion they've left us behind. This is their immaculate discography. This was truly lightning in a bottle. We'll be a while before we find another Daft Punk, if we ever do. The reason I wanted to read that one is I think we found new Daft Punks are being birthed. Like, that same energy is in other vessels and they're able to express that creativity in their own vocal way. And so Dat Piff was more party uplifting music. And I remember me and my sister used to club, and it was a pop era, or we used to go to the pop clubs. And it's just so, like, you know, jump up and down, raise your hands, just have a good time, laugh. It's just like electrifying music, jumpy music. And that's one thing about music. Music can be expressed in several different emotions. I'm going to go over them. So Dat Piff was more, they went through so many emotions. And I just got into anime. And now that I think about it, anime is very emotional too. Because my first anime was Nana. And I was happy, I was sad, I was angry. Like, they took me through all the emotions in a darn anime. Now I'm hooked. I can't wait to start my whole, you know, anime journey. So I finished Nana and I started Airbender. And what was the other girl name? Something in the Crystals. And Cell. And it's a couple of them on my, what is it, Hulu or Netflix? So I'm about to be in my binge mode again. So that one was that. And then someone said, I danced to this song as a kid with my dad in 2001. Now I will dance to it at my wedding this year. And this was 4 days ago, y'all. Someone else said, we need more music like this today. Somebody said, I will never forget my first clubbing experience during high school. I lost my mind when I heard this jam for the first time. The speakers were blasting and I felt it in my soul. Someone else, let me finish it. And I felt it in my soul many years later. Tonight, they played this at a venue and those feels just returned. Daft Punk isn't over. You just got to hit play one more time. I'm not crying. You're crying. We're all crying. Daft Punk is immortal. I danced to this at my grandfather's wedding last night. Everyone packed the dance floor. As a Gen Xer who lived through the glorious 90s, this song is joyous and bittersweet. This century has been a total disappointment, but we still have music like this to remember. This song vibes on a level like no other. We love you, Dat Punk. Thank you for the memories. Let's get them one more time on the top of the worldwide charts. Come on, guys. We can do it all together. Let's celebrate one more time. Dat Punk was on... that was such a... And I just heard this, like, 3 years ago? For the first time. And I was like, oh, my God, really? Like, I just sat down and binged the whole series, cried, went through all the feels. And it's, like, one of my favorites now. Okay. And I feel like music takes you through different emotions. So I'm going to go through some different emotions, and we're going to end on spiritual again, because I feel like Ayoko... Her music, to me, has a message, whatever message you want, but I get a spiritual feel from it. And I'm going to end with three other artists that have that same frequency or feel. But before we get to that, you know, there's other genres that we can go into. So Kendrick Lamar, oh my God. Mama, I Sober had me crying. Listen. So the comment that I left on Kendrick Lamar's page was, if trauma can be passed down through generations, then so can healing. Like a seed, all the fear, trauma, and pain that we carry sprouts and blossoms into a monstrous plant within the fertile earth of our unconscious minds. We cannot escape what has been repressed within us. Eventually, the monsters of the deep will burst into our conscious awareness and will continue to do so until we face them. Entering trance states that induce ego death is a powerful way to explore, embrace, and heal certain aspects of ourselves that our egos have prevented us from exploring or facing. Lorna Wolf. If you are just starting your spiritual journal, please go to lornawolf.com. You will spend hours and hours and days on there. I wish I knew about that website when I first started. I listened to Seven Bomar and I wrote pages and pages of keywords and words and phrases that I had no idea what they were. And I just began to live and then they started coming to me and I started researching and I started to understand them. But with me being a book word, I could have just went to Lorna Wolf and read all about them. It's so freaking amazing. So yeah, Loner Wolf. I would tell anybody, check out Loner Wolf. And then I had a link to trauma videos on my YouTube website, which is what I was, you know, going through for myself as I am writing Roses and Thorns. So we are in the age of information. You could definitely get a therapist and sit down and talk to someone and work through stuff. You could go inside and spirit can work with you directly, but we are all here for each other. If it's just you in this world and everything else is reflections of you, of course you're going to have teachers out there to teach you. Why wouldn't you? So there's different people living different lives that have gone through what you've gone through that have the key that can give you to that door so that you can open it. Why won't you just accept that key? So I have a whole playlist of different people talk about different traumas, and I promise it's something with sound. When you hear something, you hear it, it resonates with you, it hits your heart. It's like you get a key and you can open a door. It's so hard to explain, but until you hear it, it's just like, don't click. Until you come face to face with it, until somebody explain it in a way you can understand, it's something. Until that happens, you don't get the key to the door. But someone else put, as a black woman, and this is on Kendrick Lamar's, as a black woman who was molested for years in childhood and in a dysfunctional household too, I cried listening to this. This song is on disc number 2, an opening song of Count Me Out, where it seems the entire album has been therapy, and disc 2 is a breakthrough as it was spoken. Even the song Mr. Morale predict he's gonna talk heavy in the next song, Mother I Sober. Anyway, the trauma he spoke of, sex addiction, becomes a much more understood aspect of sexual assault and rape amongst black families. And how has a connection to what slave masters made our ancestors do. There's a round collective reason to his hurt and lack of commitment at one point. And this song was a brilliant detail to how we shove this stuff under the rug. As black women, we speak out at some time, but black men don't have that space, and seeking therapy is so frowned upon. I hope this song inspired some people, especially black men listeners too. His vulnerability in the topic specifically isn't common among hip hop. I think his scratchy, tired voice in this song also felt like he is so stressed, depression, of living like he was. And the shame or emotional pain because of this type of behavior keeps repeating itself because adults looked away from the trauma or emotional neglect or emotionally neglect us. In Kendrick's aspect, he said those things didn't happen, but it created pain for him because it happened to his mom. The trauma he saw her go through results him feeling everything. I know a lot more than I did when I went to therapy on generational trauma, and it pains me too. At his shouting in the end was his breakthrough to break the generational curse. Beautiful song. I admire Kendrick, and I hope we as a community can have these conversations and protect other children and ours as well. To any black men that feels alone, I love you, black brother. Update. Thank you all leaving comments. I could write a whole essay on this song and the album alone. It's so beautiful. True peace and healing. I hope y'all achieve someday. I'm hoping to find it myself. That was so beautiful to me. So what I want to say is that energy goes through all genres. She was singing angelically. He over here rapping. It still heals. I still cry. Well, both of them. I still cry. And with me being an empath, I don't know if I just feel it just because I'm empathic. But I think I haven't met a person that don't like music. So I'm sure it affects all of us. Music, I think, is the one thing we all can relate on. Whether it's different genres or not, we all love music. But I feel like maybe some songs hit you more than others. Like, I definitely can relate with that trauma. So maybe it just... And then when you cry, I just learned that you're releasing toxic from your body. So me hearing that was me acknowledging things from my past. And me crying was releasing that hurt and pain. So he was able to be a therapist, a music therapist in a sense. And to go through therapy with me musically from his own perspective. Not even knowing that he did it. Like, how amazing is that? Let's see. So the next song that so we know music can go different genres. So the next song is so romantic with my Libra Scorpio and Venus. I just love everything about this song. This is my girl Victoria Monet moment. It's 7.9 billion people in this world, yet you met me. And that is not by happen chance. It's a divine meeting, and may we guide each other well. If life is a school, what lesson did you learn today? What class did you take today? Did you pass or fail your test or pop quiz? If so, it's okay. Failing allows you to restudy an area that you're weak in so you can try again better than before and pass with 100%. Keep learning, evolving, and spreading love, and I hope you see the fruits of your labor. Namaste, levaste, and always vibe high, babe. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. Love you. Talk to you later. Mwah. Bye.